Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, July 18th. And today's pod is the best one yet.
Episode 1001, right now.
1001st episode. Jack, are we on the way to 2000, man?
Here's to 10,000 episodes. We'll be 70 when that happens.
Boom. Let's roll with it. First story, what do we got for the show, Jack?
Lionel Messi plays his first Major League Soccer game in America this Friday night.
But the real winner is Apple, because Lionel Messi is on Apple's roster.
For our second story, Allbirds' latest product is called the Moonshot, the first net zero carbon shoe.
But we're wondering if Allbirds is violating their cardinal rule, and what is that, Jack?
The rule of weirdness. Two strikes, and you're out. And our third and final story is the latest shortage is of accountants, and it's affecting the stock market.
Accountants, they are the unsung heroes of business. Accountants are the Batman of the balance sheet.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
That is a wild mix of stories for a T-Boy Tuesday, Jack.
There is one movie we are dying to watch this Thursday night.
Oh, and that one movie is actually two movies.
It's two movies. It's Barbenheimer.
It's Barbie and it's Oppenheimer together.
Yetis, on the same day, we get the two biggest movie premieres of the entire summer.
Besties, on the same day, we're getting the two most opposite movies of the entire summer.
Oppenheimer, the biographical thriller of the creator of the atomic bomb.
Barbie, the story of a doll.
Oppenheimer, one man's internal struggle with the fate of humanity in his hands.
Barbie, a rom-com about a couple dolls.
Oppenheimer, one scientist grasping physics in his two hands, but it's bigger than the whole world.
Barbie, it's still about the dolls.
But Yetis, get this. AMC is selling double feature tickets so you can see both of those movies back to back with one ticket price.
And get this. Apparently AMC has already sold 40,000 of those combo tickets.
So here's what Nick and I are thinking. It's rare that there's such a cultural moment shared by two things so completely different from each other.
Yeah, because for Barbie, you bring popcorn. For Oppenheimer, you bring a cigarette.
For Barbie, you wear pink. For Oppenheimer, I don't think pink was invented yet.
That was not a thing when Oppenheimer lived.
So Yetis, are there other paradoxical pairings to rival the Barbie and Oppenheimer one?
Jack and I are curious, are there other odd couple combos to rival the Barbie and Bobby O?
Here's what I got, Nick. You ready? not peanut butter and jelly. Have you tried peanut butter on a burger?
I mean, Jack, you've had ice cream and sprinkles, but have you tried my ice cream and olive oil?
Did you know, Nick, that watermelon and feta cheese goes well with basil?
Jack, when I was growing up, did I ever tell you my parents fed us Masoda? You know about Masoda?
What's Masoda?
It's milk and soda. Apparently the two cancel out and it's good for you.
At least there's no aspartame.
Yetis, Jack and I want to know, what is your craziest combo of all?
What is your paradoxical pairing?
What goes together like lamb and tuna fish sandwich?
Is there something that rivals the Barbieheimer in its oppositeness?
For T-Boy Tuesday, hit us up at T-Boy Pod.
Perhaps you prefer spaghetti and meatball?
Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Lionel Messi, the world's greatest soccer player, is officially an American soccer player right now.
It says he plays for Inter Miami, but Lionel Messi really plays for Apple.
Coach Tim Cook would like to have a word.
Yet he's Lionel Messi, the biggest athlete in the planet, the most followers on Instagram. He won the World Cup last year.
Keep going, Jack. I love what you're putting out. What else we got on this guy?
He turned down $500 million from Saudi Arabia to play in the United States instead.
Now, the last time Jack and I talked to you about Lionel Messi, we talked about how Lionel Messi took the most unconventional deal we'd ever seen.
Instead of 500 million Saudi dollars, Lionel took equity over cash. He took upside for this Argentine.
Here's what happened. Messi is getting paid by Inter Miami Soccer Club to play soccer for Miami.
But he's also going to get paid by Apple, and he's going to get paid by Adidas.
Not too shabby. And on Sunday, Messi arrived in Miami, held up a pink number 10 jersey, and officially became America's biggest soccer player.
By the way, for a pink podcast, we should point this out. This team in Miami is the only men's professional team in the United States to have pink as one of their colors.
Yeah, they're slamming salmon from foot to head.
And the first match for Inter Miami with Lionel Messi, tickets are going as high as $110,000.
$10,000, Jack. We haven't seen that kind of money for a ticket since actually Taylor Swift last weekend.
Since like tomorrow.
It's actually cheap. But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. The real story isn't actually Lionel Messi. The real story is actually Apple.
You don't think of Apple as a streamer or as a sports company for that matter.
Not really, Jack. When we look at the revenues, that's not the focus for the company.
But Apple has the exclusive streaming rights to the number one sport in the world in the number one biggest TV market in the world.
Because Yetis, let's sprinkle on some context here. This is year one of Apple's 10-year deal to stream every single Major League Soccer game.
If you want to watch Lionel Messi on Friday night, you can pay $110,000 to watch him in person in the stadium.
Oh, must be nice.
Or you can pay like $30 to watch him on the Apple TV app.
Yeah, we'll take the latter.
Now, this is key, Yetis. Lionel Messi doesn't just boost the prospects for this club, Inter Miami. He also boosts the prospects for the entire Major League Soccer.
And that is why Apple sweetened this here deal to bring Messi to America to play soccer.
Apple wants MLS to blow up. So Apple is giving a cut of each new subscriber to Apple's MLS pass to Lionel Messi.
Apple just bent the financials like Beckham.
Probably like a dollar of every subscriber goes to Messi, not just to Apple.
So the way Jack and I see it, as much as Messi is playing for the team in Miami, he's also playing for the team in Cupertino known as Apple.
I think Messi's on the Apple org chart. Like, seriously.
They've got engineers, and then they've got a roster that includes Messi.
He's vice president of goal scoring.
If you need help with your iPad, you can see Messi at an Apple store.
Oh, and yet he's sports are becoming the centerpiece of every streaming business strategy.
We've noticed that in the streaming wars, the battlefield is really the playing field.
Amazon has Thursday Night Football now. Apple has the other football now.
Yeah, that's why they went after Messi. So Jack, what's the takeaway for everyone in the streaming wars?
The Lasso way. Apple's master plan to make Americans love soccer.
Yetis, Jack and I are feeling like we're experiencing a master plan that is playing out to perfection.
3 years ago, Apple debuted Ted Lasso Season 1 on streaming on Apple TV+.
A classic tale of an American with a mustache who knew nothing about soccer or about coaching soccer.
Well, 2 years ago, Apple bought the streaming rights to America's Soccer League for $2.5 billion.
Just as Ted Lasso was winning American hearts and winning Apple Emmys.
And today, MLS has the number one athlete in the world, and you can only watch it on Apple TV.
That's right. We're calling it the Lasso Way.
Apple's master plan to make America love soccer.
And then make a heck of a profit doing it. For our second story, Allbirds just unveiled a revolutionary new shoe. But here's our question. Does it violate the weirdness rule?
Customers will accept one element of weirdness, but not two.
Yeah.
Two strikes and you're weird.
That is the Allbirds sneaker, the Silicon Valley uniform. If you're wearing a Patagonia fleece, you better be pairing this thing with some shoes below from Allbirds.
If you're wearing Allbirds, it screams, I can code, but I compost too.
You cannot raise VC money unless you got six pairs of the Heather Gray.
Allbirds, the nine-year-old company. We've been tracking it for a while, and this is their most extreme product yet.
It's called the Moonshot. The shoe is literally a moonshot.
Allbirds calls it the first ever net zero carbon shoe.
Because most shoes are made out of rubber and foam and plastic, the kind of stuff that's basically eating away at the planet.
Those are petroleum-based materials, so the average pair of sneakers has a 30-pound carbon footprint, according to Allbirds.
On the other hand, these new Allbirds shoes sound like they were whipped up in Mother Nature's pantry.
These new Allbirds moonshot sneakers use wool, sugarcane-based foam, and plastic derived from methane gas.
Yetis, what we're saying is that part of these shoes is derived from sheep burps and sheep farts.
Right. The methane that comes out of the sheep becomes your shoes. That's how they made a net zero carbon.
Now, these shoes are a huge accomplishment. This is a powerful new creation, but there is one problem with the shoe, and what is that, Jack?
If you look at the shoe, you don't want to look at the shoe anymore.
No, the shoe kind of looks like a sock that ate a boot.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, we have it up on the screen right now. The shoe looks like it was designed for the moon.
Like, it's impressively a shoe that saves planet Earth, but you'd only wear this shoe on another planet.
And this is adding insult to injury because the stock is down 95% from its 2021 IPO. It's just $1.30 a share.
And that's not even the worst part financially for Allbirds, is it, Jack?
Revenues aren't slowing at Allbirds. They're shrinking for two straight quarters. Allbirds is becoming Smallbirds.
So Jack and I are staring at this freaky shoe, and it has one more thing that has us scratching our heads.
The preference totem pole.
The preference totem pole.
It turns out sustainability is at the bottom of the preference totem pole for footwear.
Okay, besties, we'll explain. Customers can buy shoes for many reasons. There are a lot of value propositions for shoes, like there's price, there's style, there's comfort, there's sustainability.
And of those four reasons to buy a pair of shoes, sustainability is the least important of them all, according to Wedbush Securities.
And yet, Allbirds keeps marketing focused on sustainability, even though the data shows that sustainability is not that marketable.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Allbirds knows that shoe buyers don't prioritize sustainability for their purchasing decisions.
And yet, even though sustainability is at the bottom of that totem pole, it's at the top of the marketing for this brand new shoe.
Like we said, it has a scratch in our heads.
Jack, I'm wearing Allbirds right now. It's a great podcasting shoe, but I'm still confused. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Allbirds?
Customers will accept one element of weirdness, but not two.
One element of weirdness, but not two. Yetis, that is the weirdness rule. And Jack and I didn't make the weirdness rule up. Here's the funny thing. The Allbirds co-founders made it up.
Allbirds says that a product should have one weird thing about it because that one weird thing makes it exciting, makes a product intriguing.
However, a product won't work if two things are weird.
Two strikes and you're weird. But if you look at the latest Allbirds shoe, the Moonshot, it definitely violates that design rule.
Jack, I'm looking at the shoe right now. It looks like a sock. It's shaped like a space boot. And its laces kind of just look like weirdo laces.
This new Allbirds shoe has 3 degrees of weirdness, and it can only have maximum one.
Which means Allbirds is violating the very rule it made up.
The weirdness rule of design. Two strikes, and you're weird. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/tboy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tboy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For our third and final story, if you know an accountant, give them a hug.
Because America's economy is running out of accountants, and we're seeing the consequences.
Yetis, the story of the great accountant shortage begins at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts just pulled a move we haven't seen since middle school.
Yeah, Advance Auto Parts just asked for an extension. On their term paper.
On their term paper.
And Jack, what is the term paper in this little analogy?
It's their quarterly earnings report.
And Jack, who is the teacher in this analogy?
It's the SEC, America's stock market regulator.
And Jack, what is the lame excuse in this analogy?
Advanced Auto Parts asked for an extension from the SEC because they didn't have enough accountants to tally up their numbers.
Apparently, Advanced Auto Parts has enough carburetors, but not enough calculators.
Plenty of spark plugs, not enough staplers.
Not enough chassis, not enough checking accounts.
And that leads to this. One reason that Advanced Auto Parts stock is down right now, investors aren't confident that the numbers that are being reported are correct because of the shortage of accountants.
They don't have enough accountants, so people don't trust their numbers that did all their accounting.
And it's not just Advanced Auto Parts, Yetis.
No, it is not. What's going on, Jack?
Our overall economy is short on accountants.
Jack, can we whip out the Hoarder's Almanac over there? We've got a midweek submission.
Yeah, week 171. We're running out of accountants.
Yetis, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. We think accountants are the quiet corporate heroes of capitalism.
They're the Batman of the balance sheet.
They're the Wonder Woman of the write-offs.
Accountants make sure that the money coming in and out of the company is accounted for. Without accountants, it's chaos.
Jack, they're the Superman of the S-Corp.
And according to the Wall Street Journal, the number of publicly traded companies that are short on accountants right now is up 40% since 2019.
And why is that, Jack?
Because post-pandemic America is an accounting nightmare.
I mean, Yetis, since the pandemic, tax filings for companies and individuals have gotten way more complex.
First, you had the CARES Act that was dishing out PPP loans. That was a huge accounting complexity that accountants had to deal with.
And then people started working remotely, which brings a whole bunch of other tax accounting questions into the equation.
And remember the first year of COVID? Every tax deadline got extended.
That was helpful.
And then extended again.
Okay, that was helpful, kind of, except...
And then extended again and again and again.
That's why your accountant literally hasn't slept in 46 days.
Post-pandemic America is a corporate accountant's nightmare.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy Carol in accounting?
If you know an accountant, give them a hug and then give them a raise.
That is just like teachers and healthcare workers. Accountants have been overworked since COVID.
And that's resulted in a shortage of all three of those professions.
Well, funny thing, accountants know better than most that our economy is about market forces.
If there aren't enough of something in our economy, the market can correct that problem.
And Jack, how does the market correct a shortage of any one particular profession?
By paying that profession more money.
Yeah, because if salaries for accountants rise, then that will attract more people to become accountants.
Only then will students studying finance switch from like the investment banking track to the accounting track, which we need.
Only then will Kim Kardashian forget this whole lawyer dream and just become an accountant like we all know she should.
In the meantime, if you know an accountant, give them a hug. Because they need it.
And then give them a raise.
And then send them this story.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
Lionel Messi's MLS debut is on Friday night on Apple TV.
Call it the Lasso Way, Apple's master plan to make America love soccer. And then Apple get profits.
For our second story, Allbirds' latest product is called the Moonshot. The first net zero carbon shoe.
But do they break the weirdness rule of design? Customers will accept one element of weirdness, but not two.
And our third and final story. Our economy is suffering from a shortage of accountants.
So if you know an accountant, give them a hug.
And then give them a raise.
And then send them this episode.
And then ask them if they have capacity for another client because we could use an accountant. Here's two other stories we didn't put in the pod, but we think you need to know today.
First, China just released its GDP numbers. Their economy grew just 0.8% from last quarter.
The world's second largest economy has seriously lost its growth mojo.
And finally, the Powerball lottery just hit a $900 million jackpot, its third biggest prize ever.
But you're still more likely to get bitten by a shark that got struck by a lightning bolt than win the lottery.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Savannah Westwood from lovely Orlando, Florida.
In LA, you need a car.
In Los Angeles, you need a car. It's just the way the world works, right?
Well, 90% of the population in Los Angeles does have a car.
On the other hand, and on the other coast, New York City has the opposite situation.
New York is the lowest car ownership city across the whole U.S.
New York City is the only major city where a majority of the people don't have a car.
In Manhattan? The place where like subways connect you everywhere, only 22% of residents have cars.
Only one out of five Manhattanites has a chassis.
Nick, back when we were living in Manhattan together, I took a trip to Maine once. To get there, I took a city bike, the subway, the Long Island Railroad, the air train, an airplane, a bus, and then a taxi, and then a ferry.
And 14 days later, Jack was in Maine. Jack, when I was growing up, only half of my friends even had driver's licenses. And the ones that did weren't very good at driving. Yetis, you look fantastic for T-Boy Tuesday. And remember, if you've got some crazy combo or a paradoxical pairing, we want to hear it at T-Boy Pod.
Listen to Mozart and mowing the lawn. They go great together.
That's not weird enough. That sounds very pleasant, actually, Jack. All right, Yetis, you got something better. Send us something better. Hit us up at T-Boy Pod.
Peanut butter and orange juice?
Yeah, Jack and I will see you tomorrow. We got to work on this, Jack. You got to get weirder, man. And before we go, happy birthday to Yeti, Sally Thomas, and Jennifer Floyd. Two sisters, different ages, same birthday.
And happy birthday to Jarrett Brown in Miami, Florida.
And Lisa Bossy over in Potomac, Maryland. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Maylee Ball up in Vancouver, Canada.
And Vera Gracio, enjoy that birthday over in Avora, Portugal.
Happy birthday to Kathy Lee in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Kathy actually got 1 year younger this year, Jack.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.